welcome to this segment of Soul Luna Cycle. This is brought to you by Be Simply, and this is a lunar meditation. Welcome to this lunar meditation. It's the new moon in a month known as January and a year that will be known as 2023 by Gregorian account. And the day is the 21st here where I am in the North American continent, and the 22nd where our brothers and sisters are celebrating in and around Down Under and through Asia, the Chinese New Year. So happy New Year to all that are celebrating this day. And this is, I call the lead in to the New Year celebrations that lead us to spring. So as we come into this new cycle with the moon, this has presented itself in my practices as a very auspicious new moon. And all of my work is done for in relationship to astronomical phenomena through my dreaming practices and my ability to see in certain ways. So what I'm about to share has nothing to do with astrology. For those that are practicing and serving the science of astrology, it's really an astronomic, cosmic relationship that I have. And sometimes they match up and sometimes they don't. So I felt compelled to share that it feels very much that this is the beginning of a count. And I try not to read anything about these moon cycles before I record these. So we're just actually right now as I'm recording, completely entering the new moon cycle. It went into the new moon at 12:52 p.m. Pacific Coast Standard Time. And that's right at this moment when I'm recording this. This will soon be live. And so what has been shown to me and I felt into, I keep feeling into and sitting with, but this has been leading since we entered winter here in the Northern Hemisphere, is that this is a beginning point and actually to an era. And I know in Western and Eastern astrology practices, they talk about this somewhat, because I know that we're in that age called the Aquarius. And so how I want to present this today is that we really are stepping into that. And so this is that choice. And I'm going to feel in further into this lunar cycle, because by Tibetan account, and those are part of the practices that I participate in daily, the Lunar New Year for Tibetan account is at the end of February, the next lunation. So for whatever reason, I'm just feeling pretty strongly that this is like the one threshold that's leading us into a new start point. So you can take that for whatever it's worth. However, if you want to, you can think about that this is that opportunity to truly set down the stories, the habits, the things, all the different things to distract you from the outside world, from the macro to the micro, and put them away. I always encourage my students to put them on the shelf, put them in the library, put it in a fire, just let it go. Let it be gone so that you can be freer. Your load will be lighter. So as we enter this, you know, we can have that concept and that idea to do that. However, it's easier said than done sometimes. So first is to make the conscious decision where you've decided to put that to rest. And then every time that you go to pick it up, put it back down. And the other key component in this moment is to really lean into the era that you want to build, not only for yourself, but for your children and their children and your family, your nieces and nephews, all the world's children. this is that moment. So while things are continuing to fade out and might try to grab your attention, really lean in and think of it this way. If you have ever been to a barn raise where you raise a barn in a day, there's a lot of planning that goes in and focus. You can't be distracted in that day, especially when you're coordinating individuals to bring that all up and together in a day. So we have this opportunity to really take the space to really lean in. And if you haven't thought about it, this is the good thing that when we have this other new year coming and several others from India to Thailand into the spring, that you can build upon this. And that's why springtime is this time of renewal where we get ready to plant our seeds. And this is the time of year we really want to let the earth energy rest, let Mama Earth rest, especially in the northern hemisphere. Those in the southern hemisphere, I encourage you all to dance, celebrate, and move into graceful action. So as we move into this meditation, I welcome you to start the meditation at first with the vision that you've been working towards for yourself, a personal vision, ones that you know how to take action, where to take action, that are attainable in a sense that you have forward motion. And then you might have bigger vision that you'll be led to through this first action. And the key here in this watery energy is that this is creation energy. Everything is created in water with a spark. Water is the key element. And we're in the season of water here in the northern hemisphere. So if inspired, think about what you want to incubate, what you want to gestate, and what you're ready to really clear out, like leave it behind. You don't even have to look at it. You don't have to acknowledge it. If you feel like you have to burn it, fine, but really just set it down. There's no reason to hold on to it anymore. And it's only part of the old paradigm that is quickly fading. So it's your choice where you want to be. And again, it means that you practice, you keep putting it down until you don't pick it up anymore. That's why we call it a practice. So as we lead in, I encourage you with your breath to just come up into that seated position and create a vision. Start in the sacral, your hip region. This is where mama creates baby, and a female embodiment is this dynamic force of nature that has the ability to create a human within her vessel. And the male embodiment has the potency to generate that spark. So we're going to start there with that fire and water. And then we're going to bring that energy up into the heart center. And as we move into the heart, I welcome you to feed it with divine energy, the constant of equanimity, peace, love, and joy. And then take all of that good energy, bring it up into your crown, and send it out into the field of creation for yourself and for the benefit of all. So take a nice, gentle breath in. And then exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. One more inhale. And exhale. Just gently bring your focus to your breath, leading you into that vision further. taking a soft, gentle breath in and out of your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual being. And then gently, without staying where your presence is, just recline into Shavasana, corpse pose, aka prone position on your back. Alternatively, you can curl up into the fetal position on the right or left side. And then gently from there, reconnect to your natural breathing pattern. Allow that to be your focal point as you lead into and receive these sound transmissions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Taking a soft, gentle breath, bringing your awareness back to the physical body. Gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. So, as inspired, just stay there in Shavasana. And as we wrap up, I encourage you to stay there and vision, bring in that vision again for yourself so you can really start working with it every single day. Keep visioning. And I'd like to remind everyone that we are working with infinity. So these cycles truly are cycles. And right now, here on planet Earth, in this lifetime for many, there's different ways to calculate things. But it's been a very brief time that we've, quote unquote, harnessed or utilized these devices to create perspective. And so I encourage you, as you vision, there's two things. There's one, the vision that takes you off into a place, and then the other is to bring it down into the Earth's energy. And when we're working with something astronomical, even with distances, it's close to impossible to calculate anything in a linear fashion, meaning years that are consecutive in a linear way, distances that are like on a straight road. And with that, you can play around with that energy a little bit more and the motion that propels us in these revolutions are what create these eras. And irregardless if this is that tipping point, the messages are very clear from my perspective that it's time to really lean in and start creating first from the vision in your mind's eye and then into action. And finally, be mindful with your words. When you're creating, there's no benefit to using syntax to define what is happening. There's a magic and a mystery that occurs when something from the seed to a child to all kinds of creation, even an artist with a canvas that happens, that are best left in silence and in fluid motion. So I want to thank Random Rab, and I want to thank Dante Marino and Kadri Scott. We're going to exit out with her, All I Need. And I thank you all for being here. Until that full moon and some in-betweens, this is Suzanne signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a gentle smile, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply. Stars, trees, clouds, and just like you. Some pay yourselves, some pay new.
stars in the trees. Baby, that's all I need. Dance where you walk and you feel ecstasy.